And hello there. Welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am a habit change coach and a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. And I like to say that if you're feeling stuck about a habit that isn't serving you, or if you care about somebody else whose habit isn't serving them and it's creating problems for you, well, this show can help you in some new ways. We are bringing you a 21st century model because, frankly, there's a lot of stuff out there about motivation and about behavior change that just isn't a good fit for most of us today. Motivation isn't enough, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that today specifically. What I've discovered in all of my years of working with myself and helping other people deal with self-defeating habits is that most of the time we focus on the big outcomes and we don't realize that all of these habits that are creating problems have hidden layers. And these invisible layers are where the real problem lies. And so we focus on making them visible. And you can do this no matter where you are in your process, no matter what kind of pattern you're exploring. The practices and perspectives that I bring to you through Habits into Health can help you stabilize the place that you're in and support you in entering that next phase of growth that you want to get to. And we try to do this particularly from a place of understanding and kindness. That can help you move your life in a direction you want to go. All right, so we've been in a series about the change process and how that works. And last time we reinforced the power of starting with just one small change. All of the experts that I've looked into, and I mean people who are doing research, are pretty consistent about this. Start small. Start with one thing. And in this episode, we are going to explore a new way to encourage a new habit by connecting it to something else you already do. Let's start with our Habits into Health practice. And if you're new to the show, I'll start by telling you that in my experience, trying to change a habit from willpower or from thinking your way through it is just not an effective way to go. Experience is your best teacher. And so what we do in every episode of Habits into Health is an experiential practice that helps you drop down into who you really are. We're not trying to fix you, so you don't have to try to fix yourself. And this may sound a little bit strange because you're saying, well, wait a minute, I'm here because I want to take care of this. Well, because of those invisible habits that I mentioned to you just a minute ago, what I've learned is that there's something much more fundamental that gets to the bottom of the behaviors that are causing you so much pain. And these have to do with those invisible behaviors. So the practice that we do every week is a system for changing how you internally guide yourself, internal guidance skills. And we are working on helping you self-influence. So in this podcast, we attend to increasing your awareness of the patterns that you experience in yourself. And that is a first step in taking charge of the changes you want to make. You can't change what you don't know. So we work in each episode to help you discover what is. We're going to be talking in this episode about starting something very small. So let's do that in our practice today. Like taking a breath, a regular, ordinary breath. If you've been here before, you've done a variation of this exercise before. It's just taking a small breath. It doesn't have to be a big, long, deep breath. It doesn't have to be a breath that leads you into meditation. It's just something small. And if you can, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Very simple. And as you breathe in through your nose, Notice the feeling of air entering your nostrils. And as you exhale, soften your lips and let the air release through your mouth. You don't even have to blow. You can just let it release through your mouth and feel the movement of the air as it leaves through your mouth. And then take another breath, just an ordinary breath. Nothing too strenuous, nothing too deep. Don't concern yourself with anything other than what's just happening right now. Starting small. Now, as you take your next breath and feel the air move in through your nostrils, notice the temperature of that air. Probably tuned in to the ambient temperature of the air that you're in. And then as you exhale, feel the heat of that air on your lips. And as you do this, just ordinary breathing in and breathing out, notice how you feel. You can start with the basic four feelings: mad, sad, bad, or glad. Attempt as best you can not to judge them. Just allow what is to be. It may be you got something you're mad about. That's okay. It may be that you've got something you're glad about. That's okay too. Just let yourself breathe, and as we move forward, perhaps you can just notice the air as you breathe in through your nose and the air as you breathe out through your mouth. There you go. Now, what you've just done is a little opportunity to practice something new. It may seem like it was really simple, but it is something that I have learned first for myself and have been passing on to many clients over 30 years. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits Into Health. I host this show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. So here are some ways that you can engage if you want to stop the energy drain of habits that are blocking you from getting your life moving in the direction that you want to go. You can start with my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And I have included 5 warning signs that you're stuck and some things that you can do about them. If you want the ebook, just come to habitsintohealth.com and fill in your name and email address, and I'll send it to you. And I'll also keep in touch about other updates and other kinds of support that I offer, both here in the Bay Area of San Francisco and also online. In addition, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Habits Into Health Podcast. And you can follow us on Facebook by searching on Facebook for habits.into.health. If you want to experience the practical methods that I teach, I have workshops, retreats, and private sessions. Most of those are in person, but private sessions can happen by phone. And I have a new teleseminar that I've created. I'll be posting the next date for that. It's designed for sleeping beauties of all ages and genders. If you want to wake yourself up from the slumber your habit has put you in, then this call is for you. If you're interested, let me know by email. You can come to the contact page at habitsintohealth.com. Now let's talk about our topic. We are in a series on the change process, and we've dipped into the practice of non-judgment. We've said some things about accountability, starting with the easy path of one small change at a time. So we're going to do a variation of that, and this time I'm going to have you consider something that Stanford University researcher B.J. Fogg has discovered: a simple system for putting a new habit into place. Now, I know most of the time when we talk about habit change, we're wanting to get rid of something. I talk about that in my ebook and the trap that's laid there. Basically, if you got a habit you want to say goodbye to, there may be something in BJ's process that could be helpful. But I do have a caveat, and that is that his system is really terrific for adding a healthy habit. And it may not be as effective for undoing an unhealthy one. I think it's worth a shot, which is why I'm going to share it with you today, a little bit about this. According to B.J. Fogg, which you will know that I agree with if you've listened to this podcast before, going for big changes is a losing game. But doing small changes, which he calls tiny habits, can have really big results. There are three factors, he said, that you need. One has to do with motivation. The second has to do with the ability to do the action. And the third has to do with the trigger. Now, the reason why big changes are a losing game is that you have to have one heck of a lot of motivation. A lot of motivation. And your ability to do it needs to be easy. The problem is that motivation isn't the best place to start because sustaining motivation isn't easy to do, especially if you're going for those big changes. So then, if you are trying to do something that's really hard for you, you have to have a high level of motivation to keep it up. On the other hand, if you have something that's easy to do, you don't need as much motivation, but you might be, ho-hum, what's the big deal? And that might lead you to not getting anywhere. So this is where Fogg discovered the third factor, the trigger factor, and it's a simple but very magical thing. The trigger is a key factor, and it's something that catalyzes your decision. It's how you take low motivation and easy to do and get into action. He started with the discovery that attaching a new behavior onto something you already do on a regular basis, but in a specific way, and it's absolutely brilliant. You add the new habit after an existing habit, and then you pat yourself on the back and celebrate your small change. It goes like this. You say to yourself, after I, and then name the existing behavior that you already do, I will, and you name the new behavior you want to become a habit. Then I will celebrate it. And your celebration, as Fogg says, could be as simple as saying, I am awesome. I tried this out myself first before sharing it with you. Started last year. And I participated in BJ's Tiny Habits study. So here's my example. Now, my friends all know that I am not too keen about doing the dishes. So this was a perfect habit for me to try out with Fogg's approach. This is a low motivation situation, even when my dishes are stacking up. So it definitely has to be an easy thing to do. So I started with just one dish. It did take me a day or two to notice what the trigger might be, but then it came easy. After I walk into the kitchen, I do a dish. I define doing a dish as washing and putting it in the drainer, or putting a dish away. Now, if I had a dishwasher, do a dish would be put it in the dishwasher, but I'm in a low-tech kitchen. And then I celebrated. Sometimes I would say, woohoo, or you go girl, or a lot of times I would just say, I feel great for doing this. Well, a lot of people say, why start small? It's not going to get me anywhere. But the truth is if you start small, it ends up leading you somewhere. Because, of course, as you might imagine, doing just one dish often just wasn't enough. So these days, after I walk into the kitchen, I do some dishes. I do not say I'm going to do the dishes. I cannot guarantee I will be in the mood to do all of them. But I am pretty much able to do some dishes, and that's more than just one dish. And that's a celebration right there. I'm already doing more than one, and it feels great. I especially like the results of having a cleaner kitchen. So this week, try a tiny habit. Attach it to a behavior you already do routinely without any effort. Remember, You don't have to pump up your motivation or come from willpower to make this happen. And we'll check in next week, because it's time to sign off for now. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And it can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over your unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to support you in creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.